Hello, Family First. How can I help you out?
Yes, is this Sharia?
This is Shira. How can I help you?
Shira, hi. It's Vicki Keeley. I spoke to you this week about getting...
Who am I speaking with?
Here. Vicki Keeley?
Keeley, you said?
Yes.
Okay, let me just pull you up. I don't see you offhand. Keeley, yes, Victoria Keeley, I got you. How can I help you today?
Yeah, I just was concerned. Someone's coming Monday.
Yes, and, that's right.
And but they sent me a message, and some of the things that are possible they said I have to have is, I mean, I have my I'm sorry, I'm 76, please forgive me.
Okay, I see what the problem is already. Let me tell you, excuse me, are you mixing up with the New York Best Medical?
I don't know what's going on, honest to God. I really am getting confused. I called the first number I had called.
Victoria, tell me what the issue is right now. You're having it assessed with the independent enrollment broker on Monday. Are they requesting information from you?
They sent me a list and of normal things like Medicare cards and medical and all that.
Okay.
And then there's a second list of stuff that's crazy.
Are you sure it's from New York Best Medical and not? Are you sure that it's from the broker and not New York Best Medical? Because remember, we scheduled two assessments with two different people. Remember that?
No, I don't know.
Okay.
I really don't
know.
Let's
break this down. What is it that they're asking you for? Please tell me.
I don't even know. There's a list.
Tell me what the list is saying.
I don't know because I don't understand it.
Can you read it?
It's on this phone, ma'am. It's a text message.
You could open up the text message while talking to me.
All right, let me try. I'll try, okay? All right. Now I got to open up another thing. All right. All right, let's see. They want medical assistance, financial eligibility application for long-term care services.
Okay, that's an application that they were going to fill out with you, I believe. Okay, next.
Okay. HCBS eligibility, ineligibility change from PA 1768, completed by the independent, okay, that's the independent, resource assessment, if application is met, okay, I'm not married, need to residential property owner by application and or spouse, need to non-residential property rentals, condos, owned by applicant.
Okay, this is what they're asking you for. They're asking you for financial paperwork. I want you to... Okay, here's what it is. Basically, the independent enrollment broker sees if you're medically approved. That's why they're coming down to you. That's why they're coming down to you Monday. But after that's completed, the county is going to want to see if you're financially approved. Okay?
Uh-huh.
Now that's financially approved. They're going to see that by collecting certain pieces of information from you. Now, if you don't have that information, that's fine. But what are some things that they're going to want to know? They're going to need statements, bank statements from you. Now, if you don't own condos, you don't have things like that, you can disregard it. But going down the list, if they ask you for statements, like a five-year look back, things like that, they may need. But, Victoria, I usually don't discuss this with my clients till after the process is a little bit done. So I want you to first focus on your assessment on Monday, and then after your assessment, we'll go over the list together, okay?
Oh, okay.
And then ask if they ask you for that doctor's note, tell them that it's completed already.
Okay.
All right.
And who else? Who else is coming? Did you say?
Well, I see here that it was already completed, so no longer have to think about it. But your doctor's form is completed, right?
Yes, we did that on the phone.
That's right. So that's completed. Don't have to worry about that anymore. Okay.
And all right, I'm just okay. I guess I'm just nervous.
There's nothing to be nervous about, nothing to be confused about. Everything is taken care of for you. If you need anything, I will be in touch with you. That's why you're
okay.
Working with us, because you don't have to be so, like, mean to say we're going to be on top of you, what's needed.
Okay.
All righty. I want you to have a restful weekend, and we'll be in touch.
All right. Thank you so much. I'm sorry to bother you.
No. Don't bother at all. It's my job to help you, and I want to, like, give you clarity where it's needed. So we'll be in touch, okay?
All right. Thank you. Thank you.
All right, dear. Have a good weekend. Bye-bye.
Okay. You too. Bye-bye.